WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. North Carolina, the destination today for former President Donald Trump. He'll make several campaign stops in the state. Vice President Kamala Harris will be joined by former Republican Representative Liz Cheney in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Sunday in Georgia, she told a church congregation that the next 15 days will answer a fundamental question.
Are we a country that honors, through our faith and our deeds, the importance of kindness? Of support.
10 states have abortion access measures on the ballot, and the Biden administration is now addressing the issue, proposing a new rule expanding insurance coverage for over-the-counter contraceptives. House Speaker Mike Johnson said there's an investigation underway after documents appeared online purportedly showing U.S. intelligence of Israeli military plans. And record weekend rain triggered deadly flooding in New Mexico, blamed for at least two deaths. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. The campaigning in the battleground state of Wisconsin continued Sunday. Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance stopped in Waukesha to talk about economic and immigration policies. The visit marks Vance's fifth stop in Wisconsin, following his most recent visit to De Pere at the end of August. The Democratic vice presidential nominee, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, is helping roll out a proposal designed to address rural health care shortages. The plan includes financial aid for medical students who commit to practicing in rural areas. Walz hopes those professionals stay around past their mandatory commitment. And a Western Wisconsin police officer is accused of reenacting the murder of George Floyd in a Minnesota classroom. Prescott Police Officer Steve Williams was serving as a substitute teacher at Woodbury High School when he allegedly put a student on the ground in front of the class to reenact Floyd's murder.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine. A bit cooler, 74. Then on Wednesday, a whole lot cooler, mostly sunny, with a high of only 58. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58. 99.7.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 7:05 a.m. with the Goo Goo Dolls on Max FM.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. I live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you are. Say anything at all, so why don't you smile? Yeah, well,
gonna hit the wall. Your mom disowned you. Don't suppose I'll ever know. So me to be a man, or something I can change. I live around here. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you the fall of pain. Put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are. What you are is beautiful. Oh, pain. You wanna get married or run away? That fall of pain. Put your arms around me. What you feel is what you are. And what you are is beautiful. Do you wanna get married or run away? I wanna wake up where you
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 7:08 a.m. We have the Pet Shop Boys coming up. After that, it'll be Dave and Emily in the morning. I have a new morning show co-host. Looking forward to having Emily join us in about 3.5 minutes. Here are the Pet Shop Boys on Max FM.
West End Girls. every city and every nation, from Lake Geneva to the Finland Station.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. It is 7:12 a.m. on Tuesday morning, and I have a new morning show co-host. Welcome, Emily, to Max FM. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much for having me. I am so excited to be here. Let me just check some tech stuff now. Do I sound okay to you?
You sound fantastic. So everything sounds perfect. Good on your end, and I can hear you loud and clear. So well done. Well, that's why we did a little bit of testing Sunday night. So anyone that happened to be listening during the evening, we did a little bit of testing last night just to make sure we were ready to go. So, Emily, we're so glad you could join us over here at Max FM. You will be co-hosting with me in the mornings going forward.
Fabulous. I heard that this was going to happen. So thank you so much, Dave. I couldn't be happier and more honored to be working with Civic Media and 99.7 Max FM and your morning show host, now my co-host, Dave Grant. So thank you so much.
You bet. Well, in theory, I'm the interim morning show person, but we'll see how that all goes, because I think that we'll see. We may be making some other announcements soon about that. So,
well, we're going to take things a day at a time. And what we're going to do right now, Dave, is we are just going to have a great morning, and we're going to chit chat and banter, and we're going to give everybody a bunch of energy to have a really, really wonderful Monday morning. Right? That's our job, right?
Exactly. And before I forget, see, I already got off track. We'll talk about weather, and then we're going to introduce you. We're going to find out a little bit more about you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up our weather information. It's a beautiful morning out there. The sun is coming up right now as we speak. So let me grab our weather forecast quick. Today, we're going to be sunny with a high of 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 53. Tomorrow, we have a slight chance of showers. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 72. Wednesday, we're cooling down to a high of 58. Looking ahead towards the weekend, because it's never too early to talk about that, we're looking at highs in the high 50s, low 60s, maybe a shower chance Saturday night. We'll kind of keep an eye on that. It's a little too hard to get that close to the forecast yet, but it'll be cooler than it was this weekend. Currently 59 degrees outside, and a beautiful sunrise is happening right now. Right, Emily?
It sure is. Yeah, I can see some beautiful trees turning, I don't know, something between a red and a purple. I mean, just incredible what nature can do. Absolutely. Beautiful morning, great weather forecast for the week, and thank you for that.
You bet. So, Emily, I want to introduce you, so I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. So I'm going to let you just start talking and tell our listeners about you so they can get to know you, a little bit about your family and all of that fun stuff.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you so much for giving me the mic, as they say. My name is Emily. I am a Madison resident and a Baraboo community member. Let's see, where do I begin? Well, let's see. Let's do the family talk first. So I grew up in Madison. I've got two children that are now in the middle school, high school era of their lives, and I'm very proud of them. They do a fabulous job in all they do. They're smart and wonderful and lovely, but enough about them. I've got a great husband by the name of Rob. He and I've been together for 20 years, married this year, so that's exciting. We are also business partners and do a lot of creative and fun and professional things together. So that is, I feel very honored to be able to do that with my husband and have my family, you know, along for the ride in business. I've got a long background in lots of different kinds of really fun and creative careers, as well as business. So I am one of the owners and the broker of Weikert Realtors Great Day, which is in the Baraboo area. And we just had a very exciting move, the old Wells Fargo Bank building, which we're now calling the Great Day building. So that's exciting. Anytime anyone's around the area down the beautiful square. Please come by, say hello. We're open. We're there. We're working. We like to have parties and have a great time. So we are there for the community. Sure, we'll hear a little bit more about some other lovely businesses that will be joining us up there soon. Otherwise, a little bit more about my background. I spent several years working in the television industry on air in a little local TV station that began in Madison, but kind of spread its wings a little bit further. That was a ton of fun. I got to do the weather piece. I got to interview people. That's kind of what spurred my, you know, conversation to come and join you, Dave. So that's really fun and exciting. And then I also had, following that, a career with a radio station as well. So a lot of fun creative background to lead me to this position here. And I've always listened to morning shows, and I've always thought how much fun it would be to be chatting with people and have energy in the morning and just come on and you know, welcome people into their day. So that's why I'm here. And again, I couldn't be more excited. And you'll probably get to know this, but I'm pretty long-winded. So I'm going to go ahead and cut myself off now and hand it back to you, Dave. Thanks.
You bet. I'm also that way, so we're going to get along great. And we already have Michael and Chris saying, welcome to Max FM, and you sound great. So we have our text line going on right now. So they're welcoming
thanks,
you
Michael
in.
Chris.
So yeah, it's great to have you here. And so what will happen is you and I are going to just talk back and forth. I'm excited about this because the one thing that is always hard to do when you're doing a morning show is talking with yourself. And so it's always nice to talk about things that are happening in the area, what's going on with current events. And so that's what you and I look forward to doing. And that's going to be what we're all about. We're going to talk about what's happening in this area, in our listening area. So, and I'll remind our listeners, they can stream us out. They can go to our website, max.fm. You can always ask your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo if you're not in the area. Also, you can download the free Civic Media app. The easiest way to do it, tap on Max Mouse, and then you've got Max FM right there. You can text from the app, which is kind of neat as well. If you're in the Reedsburg area, we're on 103.7, and of course, our main station is 99.7. So anyone that's tuning in, those are the ways you can listen to us. And just think, you can take us with you wherever you go. That's kind of neat, right, Emily?
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to comment on that, Dave, about the app, because I'm a fan of TuneIn Radio. I mean, that's where I'm from back in the day, is TuneIn Radio. So it works. It's loud and clear. It's wonderful. But if you are outside of the listening area and our coverage area for this station, I've been using the Civic Media app for several years. I've got some friends and, you know, do different stations around in the Civic Media world. And I really appreciate the content, and I really appreciate the radio personalities and all the things they do. So long before this relationship started here, you know, this morning, I got the app, and it is so easy. And the app is really kind of a fun visual look as well. And like Dave said, you can go ahead and just click on the app and like be sent right away to text or call the station. So it's super user friendly. And I carry it around, like I carry my phone around in my pocket, and I literally have the radio station playing like from my pocket. So it's fun. It's easy. And, you know, the folks that I know that are outside of the coverage area that are, you know, interested in hearing this new morning show, they got the app right away when I told them. So it's easy, and I highly recommend it because, you know, let's use the technology we've got, right?
Right, and that's exactly it, and that's the neat part is, and you mentioned some of the R things that are out there. They throw commercials in, and that's why we have the Civic Media app, so you just get what we have on. And that was the one thing that is kind of neat with this is you can listen to all of our stations. There's 21 different stations out there now, and so you can catch up with a lot of the current events. And thank you to Marty texting in to say, welcome, Emily. So believe it or not, I have a lot of technology here today. I sent Emily the picture running two laptops where I'm at today. So that's kind of a unique setup for me. I'll be doing something different for the next couple of days, have some other obligations. And, you know, it's fun, right, Emily? You get to join us on a Monday morning of all days of the week. That's, you know, that's a big thing, a Monday morning.
Yeah, Mondays are really important. I mean, the mindset of getting yourself ready for your day, your week, and what lies ahead. You know, best case scenario, it's something that you wake up and you're super excited about. Now, that's not reality all the time, and we know that, and that's okay. But if you can have these in your day that you look forward to, whether they're in the morning or, you know, that first cup of coffee or that walk with your dog or listening to David morning or whatever, you know, what have you, if you can have something that you look forward to and kind of place that in your mind that that's what you're looking to do for the day, is have that kind of happy and full energy mindset, it does wonders. I mean, so I just feel honored to be able to be in a position to hopefully, you know, send that kind of that good vibe out to people in the morning.
Yeah, me too. And that's what I'm all about. I'm a morning person. Anyone that knows me knows I'm a morning person. I was a little nervous today. I almost forgot to set an alarm. I set the alarm. I was up before the alarm, I'll admit it. And
of course you were.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's going to be 80 degrees today on a Monday in October. I mean, you can't ask for a much better weekend or a start to the week than that. And, you know, it was a busy weekend. You were traveling a little bit, I know, and you just got back into town last night. So you had a busy weekend. And with the Packers game, we better talk about that briefly because, oh my goodness, what a game.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to, like you said, you know, I was traveling a bit. I had the, you know, I had a very nice time going to a family member's wedding. Weddings always remind you, you know, life is beautiful and all of those things. So coming off of that, you know, the family was in good spirits and we were in the car, but we got to, you know, again, technology, tune in on the Packer game. And I got to watch a little bit. My husband was driving, so he got to listen. And, you know, towards the end there, it was getting a little bit heated and it was up and down throughout the whole game. As we know, I think they said the lead changed like seven times. I mean, that's not always what you see in a football game, right? And I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm, you know, any type of sportscaster, but I certainly am a fan. So I just know that ending, what, in the last, I think it was the 3 seconds, they kicked that field goal to win. And it and the crowd at Lambeau was out of, it was a beautiful day. And then lean a little bit on my husband because he's, you know, the guys with all the things, but he says, you know, kicker just went and did a Lambeau leap. Like, that's insane. The kickers don't do Lambeau leaps. And this guy just joined the team, as far as I understand. So fact check me for sure on some of these football, you know, pieces of info, because that is not my background, but I'm a fan enough to know that that was special, unique, and so exciting for the people at Lambeau. So, yeah, go
back. It definitely was, yeah, because Narveson is out. He was our primary kicker, and, well, he just wasn't doing it. It wasn't working for the Packers, so they brought McManus in, and it was his first week with the Packers, his first game at Lambeau playing, and as a Green Bay, wearing the number 17 jersey. And he went out, like you said, the last 3 seconds of that game, basically, kicked the field goal. Well, they tried to ice him, so that was the other part of it, and that is the thing, but he still made the second field goal, wins the game, no time left on the clock. He does a Lambeau leap, which a kicker, like you said, normally does not do, and so he jumped into the stands. Chris texted us a picture of that as well, and you know, the one thing McManus said was he didn't realize how high up that was. He didn't know that when he was getting into this, but what an amazing game. I didn't get to watch it. I was listening to it. I was actually out golfing during the Packer game. I wanted to get out and enjoy the weather, so we were out golfing, and then we had the radio on. We pull into the parking lot of the golf course as we're finishing up our last hole, and then we get into unloading stuff, and the guy wearing a Green Bay shirt stops up by our golf cart. He listened to the finish of the game, and we were all excited in the parking lot because we knew they made it. And then about 20 seconds later, you heard everything erupt from the clubhouse. Everyone was cheering, so we knew before they did.
Oh, yeah, because if you're streaming it, there's a time delay that's like a 2-second situation. So if you are trying to work with people that are watching it on television, you got to be careful because you don't want to be the spoiler alert for something that big.
Yeah, it was big. So we were so happy to see that. And it was a good game. And, you know, most margin victories for football games are 3 points. And so you have to have a decent kicker. And that is what it comes down to. And we're happy that
yeah,
turned out that way.
Something to be said for, you know, the kicker that came in like that. And I was watching the part where they were icing him. And I always feel like, you know, I'm a sports fan. Again, I'm not, you know, I'm not the person who's doing the sports casting by any means. But, you know, those kind of processes that teams go through in order to kind of like that icing ritual or whatever. I mean, that is effective. And he didn't falter. So if we can take that lesson through our week and just say, you know, perseverance and keep your mind focused and go for it. And, you know, you're going to get it. That's a great kind of sentiment to have, at least on Monday morning, right?
Right. It exactly is. And then the Packers will be playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. That'll be on Sunday at noon again. So looking forward to that. And then we'll have a more in-depth breakdown with Hanging with Maddie and Havel. That'll be about 8:30 this morning. They're going to talk about everything that happened in that game because, let's face it, there's a lot to talk about in that. So the Badgers won on Saturday as well. So that was just amazing to see how they pulled off a victory. Great weekend for Wisconsin sports for certain. So looking forward to
Absolutely. More
of that.
So, weather and all winning. Right. I mean, really kind of that's what it's all about, right?
It is, and that's, you know, and to have that nice of weather at Lambeau, too. They were talking about that, and it was nice listening to it from the radio perspective as well, because that's what we do here as well. But you also get that Wisconsin perspective. You don't get that national perspective when it was on TV. So that's what I enjoyed. I really enjoyed this game, and I think almost next week I'm going to probably have the radio on while I watch the football game. That maybe is how I'll do it next week. We'll see.
We do that a lot. The announcers on the radio have a different take, and it's kind of their personalities are different. And hey, I mean, we're on the radio. We got to support the radio guys, right?
Exactly. And so we had our text come in this morning. Linda says, welcome, Emily. You're awesome. And so, you know, so the texts keep coming in. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, 608-355-9970, or easier yet, as Emily mentioned a little bit before, you can go to the Civic Media app and then click the text button at the bottom of your screen. You can text those into us as well. You can all text in the welcome to Emily as well. We'll be working on getting some pictures up on Facebook. Our thing, Emily, that we have to do is we have to do a little short bio about you. I have to do mine. I've been here for a while and I haven't done mine either. So the bosses are looking for that to get on the newly designed max.fm webpage as well. So, and your picture, by the way.
Do that. It's always fun to talk about yourself. It's fine, Dave. You got this. You got this. I believe in you.
Yeah, thanks. So looking forward to that. Welcome. So yeah, we'll do that. All right. So what's going to happen, Emily, is we'll have you back right around 7:50. We'll talk about some birthdays and anniversaries. And we try to play a little music in the morning as well. So that's the other thing we do. So we'll have you back right around 7:50. We'll talk about birthdays and anniversaries as well. So Emily, thank you for joining us this morning. I look forward to working with you.
Me too, Dave. I couldn't be happier. This is such a great morning already. So thanks, everybody out there. Thanks for the well wishes. And yeah, we'll see you in a little while and enjoy the music.
Sounds good. All right. Coming up, we have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season this upcoming weekend. The Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting both their Trick or Trot event as well as the Trunk or Treat event. Details for both can be found at the Baraboo Children's Museum Facebook page or baraboochildrensmuseum.org. River Hills Church in Sauk Prairie will also be hosting a Sauk Prairie Trunk or Treat event. In addition to walking through and collecting candy, you can also play games, enjoy face painting, and savor some delicious snacks. They'll have hot chocolate, apple cider, coffee, or mix your own mocktails to satisfy your hunger with a selection of snacks from 2 to 3 food trucks as well. This event will be on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. And also on that same Saturday from 3 until 8 p.m., Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting the annual Pumpkin Carving Contest plus crafts and the Halloween Hike. Pumpkin carving will be happening from 3 until 5:30. Halloween torchlit hike will be from 6 until 8 p.m. with crafts for kids in the Rock Elm Shelter from 5:30 until 7 p.m. There'll also be concessions in the Chateau. It is a free event, but you will need a state park sticker. They do also ask for a goodwill donation. Again, this is also on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 8 p.m. Downtown Reedsburg will be hosting their Halloween treat walk. Fun for all ages. Have the kids dressed up in their Halloween costumes and walk through from 3 until 4 p.m. The Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin, Reedsburg, Sauk County will be leading the walk. Meet at the Boys and Girls Club at 2:30 to line up for the walk. These are just a few of the many events. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as Area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Just a dream.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is more music mornings with Dave and Emily on your Monday morning. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us. Our text line is 608-355-9970. Here is Prince on Max FM.
I never meant to call you when you sorrow. I never meant to call you when you pain. I'm the one who wants to have you laughing. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain.
D's and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday morning. It is 7:40 a.m. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text that in to us now, 608-355-9970, or use a free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles, tap Max FM, and click the text button at the bottom of your screen. We'll talk about those in about 10 minutes. And speaking of 10s, it is the 10th annual People Helping People Fall Festival. This will be on Saturday, October 26th. They'll have a broad fry bake sale and sidewalk sale. It's going to happen from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Your purchase will help support their holiday Adopt-A-Family food distribution program. The menu includes pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, brats, Italian sausages, the infamous all-beef frank, chips, soda, or water. PHP's Adopt-A-Family program provides provides low-income families with all the groceries they need for a complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. PHP thanks you for your support. Again, this is this coming Saturday, October 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at PHP headquarters. For more information or to make a donation, go to phpwisconsin.org. Coming up, we will have a look at sports as brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo on Max FM.
Jordan Love didn't have his best day, throwing 3 touchdown passes and 2 interceptions, but when push came to shove, Love knew just what needed to be done when the Packers needed a final-minute drive to post a come-from-behind 24-22 win over Houston at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports.
That's his superpower. No matter what's happened, whether good or bad, he continues to fight and be resilient, and the moment's never too big for him. But I thought that was huge for him to be able to take us all the way down the field and get an opportunity right there to kick a field goal. Hats off to him.
That's Matt LaFleur. The Lions took over first place in the NFC North, knocking off the Vikings 31-29 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Football Badgers won their third straight, knocking off Northwestern 23-3 in Evanston. And Wisconsin volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield reached a milestone, winning his 305th match as coach of the Badgers, tying former coach Pete Waite for first on the school's all-time list with a 3-1 victory over Michigan. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Good morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Thursday, we have the Bill Henricks Estate Gun Collection Auction ending Thursday at 9 a.m. It features over 120 collectible firearms, pistols, rifles, and much more. Also features ammunition and other hunting-related items. There is a preview at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Wednesday. This catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Other real estate auctions coming up as well include a single-family fixer-upper house in Reedsburg that ends on October 30th. Then we have 126 acres located near Hillsboro that will be sold in 2 parcels. That's coming up the first part of November. You can check our website at gavinbros.com for all of our upcoming auctions as well as our real estate listings. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine. A bit cooler, 74. Then on Wednesday, a whole lot cooler, mostly sunny, with a high of only 58. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
99.7.
Good friend of mine, but lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl, and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is Mornings with Dave and Emily. Emily, how's it going over there?
It's going great, Dave. I'm having a great morning. The sun's shining. You know, had a little snack of some really delicious grapes, which, by the way, I have to say, having a little bit of fruit like that in the morning just really gets you going. So mix it up with your coffee, right?
Yes, and yeah, eating healthy.
I love Jesse's Girl, so thank you for playing that song.
You betcha. Yeah, I need to have breakfast yet. Normally, I've done that by now, but, you know, we are in a different location this morning than what I'm normally at. So breakfast will be a little bit later. I'm just enjoying the sunrise. It's a beautiful morning out there. I cannot believe how nice it is for the towards the end of October, almost 10 days from Halloween. Can you believe it?
I can believe it. I am so excited for Halloween. It's definitely on the top list of my holidays that I prefer. Anything spooky and anything, you know, that has to do with candy and kids having fun. I mean, that's definitely, it definitely brings me joy. So I love Halloween. I can't wait. The whole month of October is my favorite. We've got a lot of birthdays in my family in October, so that's exciting. And I think I did that segue on purpose, or maybe not on purpose, but aren't we talking about birthdays and anniversaries
yes,
now?
Yes, we are. Woo-hoo. And so if you know someone that is celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in 608-355-9970 or use the free Civic Media app to text those in to us now. So we'll take a look at weather, and then we're going to talk about birthdays and anniversaries. Just give people enough time to get those in, because that was a perfect segue into that. And our celebrity list is not that big today, so we'll talk about our favorite holidays. So, yeah, we'll talk weather. Sunny, a high of 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 53. On Tuesday, slight chance of showers, partly sunny. Wednesday, it's going to cool down. It's going to be only 58 degrees. And looking at the low on Wednesday night, 32 degrees. So we left the windows open here last night, so not too bad. Currently 58 degrees. So, yeah, it's going to be cool.
Bring your plants in. If you haven't brought them in yet, bring your plants in before Wednesday, because 32 degrees, a lot of those guys that love to be outdoors all summer are not going to like that temperature number. So, yeah, bring those plants in and find a good spot in the sun for them for the winter.
Right. Yeah. You want to bring them in, because if you brought them in and then put them back out, Wednesday is not looking good for those to be back out. So now we won't have any more freeze warnings or frost advisories, because we did have a killing frost. So we'll do our best to remind you on Wednesday when we get there. But it's now is the time to do it. I think we still have flowers that are either in the garage or back out, and I don't remember now. So I'll have to pay attention to that when I get home again.
Too many things to take care of, Dave.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Simplify,
yeah, there's always
simplify.
A list. Yes. Well, let's talk about our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries today. Again, that list is very, very small, so we'll give people a few more minutes. If you do have a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is celebrating, text those into us now, and we'll go through this short list. Doja Cat, 29 years old. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I thought you wanted to mention something about air fryer turkeys. So I didn't know if we had a hot second to hit on that, but I think you're going into celebrity birthdays already. So
yeah, we'll talk about air fryer turkeys after this. So, because I'm already thinking food. That's always on the mind. So
I mean, Thanksgiving coming up. So
yeah, and Halloween too. So let's see. Kane Brown, 31. He's a country singer, and he's got a huge Batman chest tattoo, apparently. I didn't know that.
The more you know.
Yeah, exactly. Glenn Powell is 36 from Twister's Top Gun Maverick and the romantic comedy Anyone But You. Amber Rose is 41. Kanye's ex. Another one of Kanye's exes, Kim Kardashian's 44. Wow, there's something ironic there.
October girls. Okay.
Apparently, that's kind of funny. I didn't know that until today.
There is something about when the month you're born. I mean, there is a whole line of study about that, but that's in the conversation for another time.
You're right. There you go. We'll definitely have to do that. Let's see. Steve Lukather is 67, Toto guitarist who did rhythm guitar parts of Thriller. Charlotte Caffey is 71, the Go-Go's guitarist who wrote We Got the Beat. And let's see. Judge Judy is 82 years old today. Whoa, I didn't know that.
Happy birthday, Judge Judy. Oh, my gosh. She's still kicking on television, too, and just telling people what to do. So happy birthday, Judge Judy. That's a big one.
That is a big one. Wow, I didn't realize she was 82. She does not act 82 years old, so that's amazing. And wrapping up our birthday list, Manfred Mann is 84, Doo-Wah Diddy, and Blinded by the Light. So it was a short birthday list. I mean, that's, you know, it does happen. Our weekend list is always huge, it seems like. And, you know, it's a Monday, so we got through that birthday list. So if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, happy birthday or happy anniversary. You couldn't ask for a better day to be celebrating that, right, Emily?
Absolutely. I was thinking about how, you know, Halloween throughout our lives living in Wisconsin, I mean, I feel like half of them I was getting snowed on, and all of them my mom was telling me to wear my coat over my great costume, and it was very upsetting, but it was real because it was like 30 degrees. So we're, what, you said 10 days or whatever away from Halloween, and it's going to be 80 today. So whatever that means in the world, just go celebrate it and enjoy it. If you have a birthday or anniversary today, happy anniversary, happy birthday, and yeah, get outside because there's nothing like the present to enjoy your surroundings.
Exactly. And I did find one more celebrity birthday, and I know he's not listening because he's working at one of our sister stations. Todd Alba is celebrating a birthday as well from our Civic Media sister station in the Green Bay market. So, yeah, I just happened to
he's
see that.
Having
so
a good day after that game.
Oh,
he's
yeah. I think
Green Bay right now.
Oh, I'm sure they are. All right, let's talk about turkeys. Air fryers have become a sensation over the past few years. While people are jamming everything into them, you can even make jam in an air fryer. But guess what? Air fryers are not coming out for Thanksgiving. Butterball released results of their annual Thanksgiving survey. 87% of people say they're planning on serving turkey on Turkey Day, of course. 76% say a whole turkey, and 51% said turkey is the best part of the meal. Now, when they ask people how they intend to prepare the turkey, 74% are sticking with the classic, roasting it in the oven. 8% said they'll smoke it. 5% will use an electric roaster. 3% are deep frying it, 2% grilling it, 1% are air frying it, 7% said the other. That one worries me. The average guest list people expect at Thanksgiving dinner is 9 people this year, and that's up from the pandemic. In the same survey in 2020, the average person expected 5. That's an increase in 6 from 2021 and 2022, and 7 from last year. Emily, how do you guys prepare your turkey for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm still lucky in that I don't host necessarily every year, so I get to kind of go to a few other Thanksgivings at family and friends' homes throughout the day that they do the preparation of the turkey. But I do have to say, my mom's family, they do it out on the grill, and I think kudos to my mom's family and no issue with anyone else's preparation, but just myself, because of the way it just keeps that moisture inside. And I think, you know, it takes some work. You have to be out there checking on it, and you have to pour, you know, keep it moist by pouring things, you know, the broth or the brine over the top again and again on the grill. But it does. That is my favorite way. So it's crispy on the outside, moist on the inside. And I just, in general, I'm a griller. I love grilling. I think meat comes off the grill better than really any other way. So I have had other turkeys that have been, you know, traditional oven cooked turkeys, and they're fantastic as well. And I, you know, I have to say, like, Thanksgiving is one of my favorites as well. Just coming around the table with food, with family and friends, however it looks to you. I mean, it's just a day to appreciate your surroundings and your people, and, you know, send that love back out in the world. So, and then if you break bread with folks, that's kind of how that looks. So I say grill it, but, you know, you really got to be on it to do that. So you got to find the right grill master to do that, if that's what you get to do. What about you, Dave? What's your favorite way?
Well, I also like to grill. I think we're in our 5th or 6th tank of LP this year, because we grill at both places where we're at. And so I do like grilling. We had grilled shrimp last night on the grill. First time I attempted that feat. But as for turkey, we do it in the smoker. I have a small char griller smoker, and we can fit at least a whole turkey on there. And then we also maybe do a portion of a turkey as well that's not seasoned for a member of my family who doesn't do well with seasonings. But smoker, sure. I'm in that 8%. I love it, and it turns out very good. So, yes,
I'm glad you said that, because I had somebody text me and say they're curious about what that 7% quote unquote other is. And you said you were concerned with that 7%. So I guess it's the smoker. So that is the answer to that question. Thank you for that question, Rob, who texted me asking about what your 7% was. So that's good to know. It's a smoker. Maybe there's other ways. I mean, I'd be interested to hear if people out there know a different way to make a turkey that works out or doesn't work out. Let us know. Because I mean, The more you know, right?
Let's do it. Exactly. And don't do it in the microwave. I joked with my mom 1 year about, I asked her how long I needed to cook the turkey in the microwave, and I got her for a few seconds on that one. So, yeah, microwave is not it. So, yeah, I know if people deep fry it, you got to be careful doing that. But, yeah, smoker is the way to go in our household. It works so well. I get up early in the morning, get it on the smoker. I'm usually up Thanksgiving morning by like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I may have an adult beverage at that point as well.
For you, it's a holiday, and if you're gonna be cooking all day, you might as well get cozy with an adult beverage and, you know, get ready to go do some turkey smoking. That sounds perfect.
Exactly. So, all right, well, we better get a few words from our sponsors in. Emily, we'll have you back a little after 8 o'clock. Thank you for joining us on Max FM.
Thanks, Dave.
Back by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. It all starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout, and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date.